I want to talk today about the about what Jesus Christ has actually brought for mankind. And I want you to know something, that the arch enemy for mankind, which is Satan, the only weapon and power that Satan has against human beings that he has used over the years is the threat of death. Since the beginning of man, since Adam, the devil has been ruling over mankind, bringing death upon mankind. And just like the scripture said, that through one man, sin came into the world and death came through sin. However, the scripture now said, when Jesus Christ came into the world, that God has brought life back into the world. What does that mean? It means if the devil has brought death, Christ has brought life. But when I say the devil brought death, people always, in some of the preachers have said it's only spiritual death, not going to lake of fire, is what they think it meant. But when you look at the punishment that was placed upon Adam in the book of Genesis, it said, in the day that he shall eat of this tree, in that same day he shall die. And some people thought he didn't die on that day because it was not a physical 24-hour day. But he died within the day. A day with the Lord is 1,000 years. And 1,000 years as one day, is what the Bible said. So Adam died within the first 1,000 years. That was a day with the Lord. And that shows that God actually meant in that punishment that human beings also will go through the physical death. So the death that we are talking about is not just the spiritual death being separated from God, it's also included physical death. Now, when Christ has come to save mankind, has he come not to save us from physical death also? Yes, he has come to save us from physical death. But the just shall live by faith, because God has put this salvation of mankind to rest on faith of individual. That is why the old man beings and the old world has not been saved automatically, even though the provision has been made. But you as an individual has got to come to Jesus believing. So the just shall live by faith. The same way that Christ has actually taken away the power of Satan, which he had over mankind, bringing death upon mankind. I will bring it to you from the Bible verses. Let me read it to you first. In the book of Hebrews chapter 2, and if you follow along with me, you'll be able to get what I'm saying in a moment. In Hebrews chapter 2, the scriptures made it clear to us that the Lord Jesus Christ, it became him in verse 10. He said, let me start from verse 9. He said, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. So if you say, what kind of death did Jesus Christ taste? He tasted physical death on the cross, and also even spiritual death, being separated temporarily from the Father. When he said, my Father, why hast thou forsaken me? So if we say that must be the spiritual death, temporarily, and just that the physical death, he tasted death for every man. And if he has tasted death for us, we don't have to taste it anymore. And that is the reason why the Lord Jesus Christ declared before the Jews in the Gospel of John chapter 51, Christ said, verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. That includes all kinds of death, physical or spiritual. If a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. So he meant what he was saying, because Christ has tasted death for mankind. And because he didn't like it, he abolished death. Where was that written? I will show it to you in the book of Timothy. That the Bible said, Christ has abolished death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 10. But let me read further this Hebrews chapter 2 that I was reading. That Christ tasted death for every man. In verse 10 he said, for it became him for whom are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. And I'll jump now to verse 14. See, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that is of the same flesh and blood, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. Now let me read that to you again. Listen closely to what I've just read. Talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible said, through death the Lord Jesus Christ destroyed him that had the power of death. What does that mean? Does that mean Jesus Christ destroyed the devil? Yes, that's what he just told us. He said the devil has the power of death, killing mankind and taking them to hell all since the beginning of Adam. Now Christ came and surrendered himself to death like the champion for mankind. He allowed death to take him to where death angel normally takes human beings, and then he whipped them over there and came back alive by himself. He didn't just come back alive by himself, he took the keys of death and of hell back. So what does that mean? Let me give you a narration, like an analogy. Suppose there have been some hooligans that have been bombarding a community, and nobody could stand against these hooligans, and they just dominated the community, killing and doing anything they like, arresting people and throwing them in jail. And they were hooligans, and all the community were just scared of them, and they were looking for who is going to save us from this gang of robbers, who is going to deliver us from this gang of hooligans. And that is exactly what Satan and his cohorts of demons have been. They were the gang of robbers that have been coming and attacking human beings and capturing their souls, taking them to prison yards called hell and death. Okay, now here comes a champion for this particular society, this particular community. And this champion, if he's going to deliver this group of people, he has got to confront these hooligans. And not only to confront them and drive them away from attacking this community, he has to go and save those and free those people that these hooligans have arrested and jailed. And that was what Christ came to do. He not only came to set us free, we that are still alive, he also went to where Satan normally take human beings to. And how will he do that? He went and allowed himself to be crucified. And you can now see why the Lord Jesus Christ said, I have the power to lay down my life, and I have the power to take it again. No man has taken my life from me. And that was what he meant. Christ surrendered to the death on the cross, allowing Satan and his death angels to take him to where he normally take human beings to. And then when he appeared in their midst, he showed to them that he is the champion for mankind. And he whipped them. He took captivity captive, and now he came back alive by himself. And that is what this scripture is saying in verse 14. That for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, Jesus Christ, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. And verse 15 said, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. So Christ has come to deliver we that have been subject to bondage. And he went to where death angel normally took human beings to, and he took captivity captive. And look at what Revelation chapter 1 said. When Christ came back, he declared that he has the keys of hell and of death. In the book of Revelation chapter 1, and I read verse 17. He said, when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and his lady's right hand upon me, and saying unto me, said, fear not. This is the Lord Jesus Christ when he manifested to Apostle John. He said, fear not. I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. So Christ was just declared to us in that verse that he had the keys of hell and of death. That was the key that Satan has been proud about and have been killing human beings, and nobody could stand against him. When death comes against any human being, every human being run and fled. But the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, came and he went to where the devil had taken them, and he beat them up and he took the key and came back alive. But let's go again and see, what has the devil been using to kill mankind? The devil has been using sicknesses, accidents, and all those wicked things to kill human beings. And what has Christ provided? Christ gave power to his church. He said, in my name shall they cast out devils, giving us power to suppress the devil, to actually destroy Satan. The business of Satan has been destroyed when Christ came and went to the cross and rose again by himself. He destroyed the devil. How did he destroy the devil if the devil is still living around right now? He actually destroyed the devil's business. Have you not heard when somebody say, they destroy people by simply making them powerless, making their business to be completely demolished, that they have no more business, they cannot do any more business? It's a form of destruction. Even though a man is still breathing, but it's useless. That is the destruction we are talking about. The devil has been made useless. His power over mankind has been made useless. However, it's you as an individual that must come to Jesus Christ and believe in what we are saying, that Jesus Christ said, if you believe, you shall never see death. And you will see that the power of Satan over you will become useless. Why? Because the devil has, the only way the devil can have power over Christians is when they give the power to the devil by not believing the word of God. Your unbelief will make the devil have power and authority over you. But when you believe the word of God as we are teaching you, and you stand your ground against the devil, the power of the devil has been destroyed. And that is what the Bible said when it said Christ destroyed him that has the power of death. Because that is the only tool, the only weapon the enemy has been using for many years to threaten mankind, that he will kill them, he will take them away, he will take their life away. But Christ has come to take the sting out of death, number one, and to even give us power over death, that we can live forever without being afraid anymore. And when you say sicknesses, Christ said, yeah, the devil used sickness against mankind, but what power has Christ given to us? In the book of Mark chapter 16, this is the word of God that said Christ has actually given to his church power. When he was about to leave, he said to the disciples, go ye into all the world and make disciples of all people. Verse 16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Now this is the power Christ has brought to us to overcome sicknesses, which is one of the tools the devil used to kill mankind. In verse 17, the Lord Jesus Christ was talking, said, and these signs shall follow them that believe. Everybody that believe. He said, follow them that believe. These are the signs. In my name shall they cast out devils. Now you see now, what does Satan use? Sometimes Satan possesses people, but Christ gives us power to cast the devils out of people. And Jesus Christ went forward and said, they shall speak with new tongues. That's the Holy Ghost coming upon us. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. You see that? The devil always tries to use poison to kill people through some enemies. But Christ said, if you drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt you. Why? If you have Jesus inside you, it will be neutralized. And he went forward and said, they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. See how Christ gave us the church, the authority to pray for the sick, and the sick shall get well. By the name of Jesus Christ, by the authority he has given to us, we have power over sicknesses. So what then can the devil use to kill mankind? If you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and you follow the word of God and you are born again and you have given your life to Christ, these signs should be following you. Christ said, these signs shall follow them that believe. And if you are you one of them that believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, these signs should be following you. So which means you should have power over sickness also. And I'm going to pray over you if you have sickness, and I believe the Lord is going to heal you even over the radio land. Now let me go further in this exhortation and make you to see that Christ has brought total salvation to mankind. Salvation from sin is the main thing, because the root of all this trouble that was put upon the earth is sin. Adam sinned and brought the old woman into sin. And because of sin, the Bible said the wages of sin is death. So the sicknesses and the death that followed sin were the repercussions of sin. Now, how can we be saved? We have to first be saved from sin. And that is what Christ has come to do. And it's only Jesus Christ that is giving salvation to any man. How can you be saved from sin? Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy whole house. So what does that mean, to be saved from sin? Jesus Christ will touch your heart and remove the old nature from you, and your heart will be renewed, and you will not be interested in sin again. A change of heart from within is what Christ is giving to us. It's a miracle that you've got to accept Jesus and ask him to be Lord of your life and to do this miracle for you. This is what he meant when he said, you must be born again. Except a man is born again, that is changed from within, that he's saying, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So the salvation from sin is the fundamental thing that everyone needs before you can begin to talk about overcoming sicknesses and overcoming death, which are the fringe benefits of what Christ has brought for mankind. And I say fringe benefits, you've got to claim it also, because the just shall live by faith. And I'm going to go again into some of the exhortations where the Lord Jesus Christ made us to know that you have to believe this individual promise of God, you as an individual Christian that have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you have been washed from your sins, and you are no more in the sinful nature. You still have to believe in every precept of the Word of God and follow it and keep the precepts. And you still have to confess your faith in all those promises of God, so that you can, that is how you claim it, so that it will work for you. These promises of God will work for you as you confess it. Why? Because you believe with your heart and you confess unto salvation. You have to believe what the Bible said, and you have to confess it, that I believe I have this victory. And all the words, all the promises of God in the scriptures have to be claimed by our faith. And the Bible said, the just shall live by faith. Now let me give you an example here, when we said in John chapter 11 how Christ demonstrated that he not only has come to save mankind, he has come to give us power over death. Here is the story of Lazarus, when Jesus Christ was going to resurrect Lazarus. In John chapter 11, verse 25, I will start from the beginning, just tell you the story. There was a certain man called Lazarus that lived in Bethany when the Lord Jesus Christ was alive, was around. And in verse 1, he said, now a certain man was named Lazarus, was sick, of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. And this man fell sick and died. I'm just paraphrasing it right now. And the Lord Jesus Christ was invited to come and please heal him, but before Christ could get the message, the man was almost gone. And when Christ got the message, Christ waited 2 more days because he wanted this to happen so that he could show his glory. And the story went further. He said, when Jesus heard about this sickness of Lazarus, he said to his disciples, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. That was verse 4. Now, by verse 7, Jesus Christ told his disciples that let's go into Judea again. And his disciples said, no, let's not go there, because the Jews wanted to stone thee the other time. But Christ said that in verse 9, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbled not, because he see the light of this world. So he told them that Lazarus is there, but I'm going there to raise him up. And the disciples said, okay. So they, in the end, they came. In verse 14, Jesus Christ told them plainly that Lazarus is dead, and I'm glad for your sake that I was not there, to the intent that ye may believe. That is, they may believe that this power is real, that Jesus is Lord, that he has power over death and over all things. He wanted them to believe, because they are the disciples who are still kind of doubtful, even up to that time. Now, when they came to the place where, to the city, they found that Lazarus was already 4 days in the grave. And now the sister of Lazarus, called Martha, was the one that came to meet Jesus Christ first in verse 19. I said, and many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. The Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. That was the strong faith that Martha had in the Lord Jesus Christ. She believed that Jesus Christ can ask for anything from God, and God will give it. She believed that even though Lazarus had been there for 4 days, Jesus Christ could still do something if he will ask. So she had that strong faith in Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ was not going to disappoint her. Jesus Christ said, thy brother shall rise again. Well, she didn't really understand which one she meant. She said, yeah, I know. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Now, I want to stop right there to point out something. There are many cults and many religions that don't believe in resurrection, or they thought there would be no resurrection, like the Sadducees in the days of Jesus Christ. But this exactly points out to the fact that Jesus Christ agreed with Martha that there will be a resurrection in the last day, and actually that Jesus Christ is the one that will resurrect all people in the last day, because he has mentioned in many places that I will raise them up in the last day, all of them that believe in him. Now, Jesus Christ wanted to tell Martha something much more than that, to make him to know that if you are talking of the last day, I am right here right now. That's what he was going to say in the next verse. Jesus said unto her, well, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believeth thou this? Now I'm going to stop here and explain this, because different preachers, we explain this utterance of Jesus Christ differently depending on what they believe. Now this is what I am trying to point out to you here. I'm pointing out in this exhortation that Christ actually has brought power over physical death for the body of Christ, for the church of the living God. Christ has abolished death for mankind, but it is to be claimed by our individual faith. What I'm trying to say to you today that is listening to me is that what God did for Enoch in the Bible, that we read in the scripture that Enoch walked with God after he has begotten Methuselah, and Enoch pleased God and he was not found because God took him. In short, God translated him out of this planet without seeing physical death. That experience, and the same experience that Elijah the prophet got from God, when it was recorded that after Elijah has fulfilled his ministry, and a chariot of fire came down from the sky, from heaven, and took Elijah away up into the heavens, that experience, Jesus Christ is saying he is ready to do it for anyone that will walk with him and please him to the point, to a mark point. There's a point. It's like a mark. If you will walk with him to this mark, he has the power to keep you alive forever. That is what he is referring to in this sentence. You see, well, that's difficult. It's not difficult if you believe that you are going away with Jesus Christ in the rapture at this end time. But it's not just by assuming I will go. You have to walk with him and please the Lord. Like he has said in John chapter 8, if you turn to John chapter 8, verse 51, the same utterance Jesus Christ gave to the Jews. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, in verse 51 of John chapter 8, as if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Jesus Christ just told them exactly whom he is. If he was to narrate it, for I would have told them that he is the same person that took Enoch away. That would have blown away the Jews, because they were even saying, are you greater than Abraham? How much more if you say he was the one that took Enoch away? That would blow their mind. He could have told them that he is the same one that took Elijah away. That would have made them really mad. That whom do you call yourself? You see, but it is the truth. And he was telling them that he is actually the Messiah, he is the Almighty God manifested in the flesh. When he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. You can read it yourself. You see what the Jews said. They said, Abraham is dead and the prophets, and you say, if a man keep my saying, he shall never taste of death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets are dead? Whom makest thou thyself? That was the reply they gave to Jesus. And he told them that, if I glorify myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that glorifies me, whom you say is your God. Okay? And he went further and said, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Now he just pointed to them that he was way before Abraham. And they said, you are not yet 50 years old. Have you seen Abraham? And Jesus Christ replied to them and said, before Abraham was, I am. And now that really made them mad, and they wanted to stone him. So what I'm trying to point to you then is, in this story, is this. The Lord Jesus Christ, in this utterance to Martha, was pointing to us that he did it for Enoch. He did it for Elijah the prophet. He is ready to do the same for anybody who will walk with him to that mark. And that is the point I'm trying to make you to see. And the Bible has promised this to the end time believers. That is what we see when Apostle Paul was writing in the first Corinthians, second Corinthians, or in the Thessalonians, that we that are alive will be caught up to meet Jesus Christ in the air. If that is going to happen to anybody, means we are going to disappear like Enoch without seeing physical death, and we will never see physical death from that time forward. You have to know that. And it is the same power Jesus Christ is declaring right here when he was talking to Martha. The same power that he used, the same power for Enoch to keep Enoch alive up to now. He took Elijah the prophet away, and he said, if any man keep my saying, he will never see death. So he says, if a man, so it starts to be individual now. You have to remember that. So the same way at this end time, we that are believing that Christ is coming soon and is coming to take us in the rapture, if you as an individual have to walk with him to that mark, to that point where he said, if you come to this height, I will take you away, you will not see physical death. That is the mark we are talking about. It is you as an individual walking with Jesus, and it's Jesus that is going to do it. But it's faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That is why I'm preaching this to you today, so that you can have your faith built up to walk with him, who's going forth has been from of old, from everlasting, and his name is Jesus, Jehovah Savior, that created the heavens and the earth, and it's coming back soon. And he said, believest thou this? To make you to know that the apostles didn't understand most of these things, so they couldn't grasp it, but Christ reserved it for the end time message believers. This message that we are going to go away in the rapture, never to see death anymore, is reserved for the end time. That was why Jesus Christ didn't talk much about it.
Praise the Lord. I'm going to break in right now. This is the Gospel Distribution Ministry, and I want to continue this message in the next broadcast. I want you to turn us again next broadcast. And I want you to write to us, and I will send you some more exhortation and more literature that will help you to understand more on this topic. Christ has abolished death, and he has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, but the just shall live by faith.
Write to the Gospel Distribution Ministry, Post Office Box 71027, Phoenix, Arizona 85050, USA.
And we shall send you some more exhortation on the internet. Our web address is gospeldistribution.org. Send an email to julius@gospeldistribution.org, and we shall send you some more exhortation. Jesus is alive. and he has the power to keep you alive if you will believe. The just shall live by faith. This has been the Gospel Distribution Ministry. Tune us again next time. God bless you.